Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Janelle Kraft is with us. She's with the Iowa Corn Growers Association, sponsoring a meeting coming up here this week in Atlantic. We want to talk about that this morning. Janelle, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. This is called Tools for the Future, and it's part of the Iowa Corn Crop Fair series. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Yes, absolutely. So the Iowa Corn Growers Association puts on several different meetings throughout the winter, and they happen all throughout the state, but we happen to be planning one here in Atlantic coming up here on February 5th.
Very good. Now, this is at the Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic. It is a free event, correct?
We provide these meetings as a benefit to our membership, but we are going to allow anybody that wants to come in to hear our speakers. They are more than welcome.
Well, you do have a lineup of speakers here. Before we talk a little bit about some of the topics, how do you come up with the different topics that you're going to use? Do you get input from folks of what they want to hear?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do a little bit of a survey. I specifically reach out to some of my growers. We have a local county Corn Growers Association right there in Cass County. I work with my district committee, and we talk about some of the pressing issues that are going on right now, some of the pressing issues that farmers are facing, some of the things that they're hearing about and maybe want to gain a little bit more insight on and just hear some more information about those things. So that's how we generally decide on the topics that we're going to present at these meetings.
Well, I would think you would guarantee yourself a pretty good crowd then if you come up with topics that that they really want to hear about. Let's talk about some of those then. It's a pretty good event. It's going to run throughout the morning hours into the noon hour, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And let's talk about some of the individual sessions that you're going to have.
We are starting out with a representative from the Department of Transportation. Captain J. Chris Moline will be there. And we've had somebody from the Department of Transportation in Atlantic a couple years ago now, but they do such a great job at going through the rules and regulations that are in place for farm equipment, heavy towing equipment, just everything from what you need for registration, how you need to get registered, your DOT physical, down to how much you can load on your equipment or in your vehicle. So just a real good broad spectrum for farmers, and even elevator and co-op employees are more than welcome to come attend these, because they're going to get a lot of good information out of this too. I don't know that there are any new rules since the last time they were there, but it's always good to get a review about the rules and the regulations that apply to your farming operation.
Well, if it's anything like any other sessions I've gone to, it always seems like even if you go to a duplicate later on, maybe a few years later, you pick up a few things you missed the first time.
Absolutely. I am always surprised about how many farmers have come up to me afterwards and said, I didn't realize that, or I didn't realize this. So it's always good to review and to be aware and up to speed, actually, on what those rules and regulations are.
You bet. Well, those are always important things. I noticed most of the rest of the morning, it looks like it's going to be spent a lot of time on things like water quality, soil health, those types of issues.
Absolutely. I think you have to be living under a rock, if you will, to not know that water quality is in the headlines right now. You know, we're facing an uphill battle, if you will, with the Des Moines Water Works lawsuit. You know, we're on top of that. Iowa Corn Growers Association is on top of that. So we want to be able to provide our members and our farmers an update on what Iowa corn is doing with water quality. And, you know, there might perhaps be a little bit of update where we are at with Des Moines Water Works lawsuit. But definitely something that's in the headlines. And if you're not aware that there is some issues with water quality, I guess issues is not maybe the right word, but there are folks that have concerns about water quality, then this would be a great opportunity for you to come and learn about that.
Well, and folks having concerns about water quality isn't a bad thing, because farmers do as well. It affects them. It impacts them immediately with regard to their operations too. And, you know, they want to be good stewards of the land and the water.
Oh, we absolutely know that farmers are good stewards of the land. Unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there right now that points to the fact that maybe some aren't. So we hope that this presentation from Ben Gleason. He's a sustainable program manager at Iowa Corn. We'll give farmers an update on what exactly Iowa Corn is doing on their behalf to support the water quality initiatives that Iowa farmers are already doing.
Well, and the update then kind of transitions right into some solutions, some ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Sean McMahon from the Iowa Ag Water Alliance, and this is a new alliance formed in 2013 to kind of coincide with the nutrient reduction strategy that Secretary of Ag Northey implemented in 2012. So Sean's going to be there, and he's going to be talking about farmer-led solutions to improving water quality. So he's going to give us some ideas on what farmers can actually take back to their farm and implement on their operation.
Very good. And then focus on soil to kind of round out the morning.
Yeah, we're excited to be working with the National Corn Growers Association. They put an initiative in place about a year ago. It's a soil health partnership. And they are looking for some volunteer farmers that might allow them to come out to their areas or to their operations and do a little test run on maybe some cover crops and things of that nature. So it's just an opportunity to learn about what programs are available to farmers and maybe get some questions answered about cover crops. If you're not knowledgeable on maybe what might work in your specific operation or your farm, maybe some of those questions could get answered as well. So we're excited to have Elisa McFarland from the Soil Health Partnership there as well.
Well, that's awesome. So some of these producers may get a chance to be part of the solution.
Oh, absolutely. And they are looking for some volunteers. Right now, we only have one farmer volunteer in Southwest Iowa. So there's so much opportunity for Cass County Corn Grower members and members in surrounding counties to be involved in this initiative. So we would really appreciate anybody that's interested to come on out and speak to us about this.
Very good. Well, we'll finish it off with a lunch then at noon, and that's free to the attendees. Do you have some sponsors helping to offset the cost?
Oh, yes. We could not do what we do without some of our wonderful sponsors. And Olson's Fuel Supply, he's always been such a good supporter of ours and ethanol. We've done several pump promotions with him. So he was absolutely on board with helping sponsor the event, and as well as 21st Century. Have a great working relationship with those folks there as well. So we are super excited to have those on board with us, those sponsors on board with us, and we appreciate what they do for us.
Absolutely. Now, I know you want folks to RSVP ahead of time. I know initially there was kind of a February 1st deadline, but have you extended that a little bit?
We sure have. It's coming right up. So, those RSVPs are really nice because that provides a good headcount for food. We want to make sure that we have enough, but we don't want to overdo it either. So RSVPs are always appreciated, and we can extend an RSVP to Thursday, February 4th, and they can RSVP by calling Jenny Richards, and her number it's 515-229-9981.
Excellent. Registration 8:30 to 9 then that morning once you've RSVP'd, and program runs 9 until noon, finishing up with that lunch at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Janelle, is there anything that producers who show up should bring with them that day?
I don't think there's really anything necessary that they need to bring. Maybe just some good listening ears. We'll most likely have some notepads and pens that they can take notes on. And the DOT is usually a pretty good job at handing out some booklets. So we'll have some pamphlets and information provided there for them about the Iowa Corn and the Water Quality Initiative and the farmer-led solutions to better water quality also. So they may not have to bring anything, but they'll probably go home with a lot of good information.
Did you really just suggest that Iowa corn growers should have good ears?
I did. You did catch that.
Very good. All right. Again, that's a free event coming up on Friday, February 5th at the Cass County Community Center. And again, the number to call to RSVP is 515-229-9981. Janelle Kraft with the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Well, we sure appreciate your support as well. Thank you so much for helping us get the word out.